Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
What if I told you everything you know about the world is wrong? What if I told you that all the things that you believe to be impossible are, in fact, very much an ontological possibility? Reality is not what you think it is. It is so much more complicated, fascinating, and above all, it is terrifying. You see, we are at the fringe of the map, and there's more than just dragons.
I always found the opera to be a bore. People put this weight on it as though, sure, it's classic and wonderful, but this might come to surprise you. I've always found it more interesting to listen to the lyrical genius of Grandmaster Flash or Biggie Smalls.
An echoing voice from deep down one of the corridors where the cooking is happening. You hear,
I find this music is doom. Modern.
A giant shape emerges from the darkness. He's maybe nearly twice as tall as a regular man. And you can see that he was originally, when he first came out, he was stooped. And when he slowly stands up, that's when you realize truly how massive he is. He's like the Frankenstein of old. You see that he's made of many different people, the different like skin tones and different parts not properly meshing together, but nonetheless stitched with a fine worksman's touch. If it weren't for the fact that the skin colors were different, you might actually have trouble seeing the seams at some points.
Yeah, but it's just very clearly that these are different people.
In parts, it looks almost like one person just naturally melds into another. He's wearing really well-worn but really well-looked-after clothes. The clothes are large and I don't know how to describe them. You know, like the sort of outfit that King Henry VIII might have worn?
Oh, okay. Like aristocrats' yes. Clothes.
Like with really puffy shoulders and many different elaborate colors all stitched together. The clothes look like they've been reworked several times to make them increasingly larger. He looks at you with three people's faces, and looking down from the rafters, leaning on the railing, he says,
"You have come a long way to die."
That's funny. I can almost say the same thing about you.
He turns back to the pan and starts ladling plates.
What's on the menu? And I suppose this is a gun-free dinner.
There is no such thing as conversation without violence.
So I can bring my guns to dinner?
Bring whatever makes you feel safe.
Well, fine.
The opera stops as he starts making his way down. He has no trouble getting from up to down.
I destroyed his lift.
He just jumps and then lands with a solid thump. He is carrying several trays with incredible dexterity. He lays them out. It's several prepared meals. Some of them might be Spanish, some of them might be French. He makes like a paella with like a large French-style roast. And potatoes and other things. The meat all has a very strange quality to it.
Almost like it's flesh, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I will say this.
The opera ends and he starts it again.
I will say this, at the risk of sounding rude, but you know my name and who I am, Heracles. If I'm to have dinner with you, then I believe I should at least know the name of my host.
It has been a long time since good conversation. I have not spoken my name in so long. I forget it.
He says, turning around to you with a slight sadness in his three faces.
Well, I heard you've been called a number of things. I'm not sure you like those names.
Yes.
Patchwork yes. Man, Master of Medicine. Where do you come from? South America, right?
I am older than that.
Sure, sure, sure. You've been around since the Aztecs were worshipping you, I suppose. Eating hearts, that kind of nonsense. Am I close?
My dear friend.
He sits at the table and are you sitting?
Not yet.
He gestures for you to sit.
I sit and just pull the revolver out and point it at him while I'm sitting down.
He doesn't seem fazed by that.
Yeah, no, I know.
I am older than that.
How old exactly? We're talking, don't tell me you were cutting the arms off Tyrannosaurus Rex.
I am older than humanity. Your kind feared me when you were but apes in trees.
And so you've been lurking around, stitching yourself together. Why is it always...
He starts serving himself and you.
Why is it so many parts when you could just take a whole person?
Waste not, want not.
You waste an awful lot. You only took Jude Carroll's eyes.
Left the rest.
That would be waste.
Take only what you need.
Right. That's probably a better way of putting it. Let me guess. You need a new set of lungs. Is that it?
The old man's mistake. Yours too, I feel. You think I'm a fool.
You didn't take the lungs. You tried to, but of course, straight away, you knew they were tainted, cursed.
I took the lungs. And then, when I found out they were faulty, I took another.
Why do you still sound like an emphysemic son of a bitch, then?
Would you like me to sound different? I have many different voices.
Fuck me!
That throws Heracles, but he tries not to let it show. I'm so sorry, chap. I thought it would be politer to give you a voice you knew.
The rasping?
Yes. Why, you spent so much time with her, and then you went back to the hospital to see her. I thought it was only fair to finish my work anyway.
I pull the trigger, Adam. I pull the fucking trigger.
All right, we're going to go to an interview.
That was always going to happen.
He moves faster than you.
Yeah, no, I figured.
He leans to the side. You pull the trigger. The round misses him by a country mile. At the same time, with lightning precision, he pulls out a flintlock pistol. He pulls the trigger.
Ah, good.
A ball. Not a bullet. A ball. It's a flintlock pistol. Tears its way through your shoulder. You feel excruciating pain and you take 2 points of lethal damage.
Oh, I'm in trouble.
That bashing would have healed.
Oh, that's good.
You now take a -1 to most actions.
Good.
It's your turn.
Is he reloading?
He drops the gun and stands up. That was just his opening move.
I put the pistol down.
Mm-hmm.
And I start serving up some of that paella.
He sits back down.
What's conversation without a bit of violence, right, friend?
It's been so dreadfully long since I've had someone to talk to, of course.
And I mean, you will seriously believe that I wouldn't have a crack.
One gets so lonely speaking to only victims.
So why do you do it?
Why do I do what?
The repurposing, the patchwork and the cutting away.
Why? It's bloody immortality, mate. Why don't you want it? Why isn't everyone doing it?
We're not supposed to live forever.
Clearly, mate. We can.
Just because we can doesn't necessarily mean that we should.
This time it's a child's voice. I don't really know if you're right there.
Oh, please, cut with the theatrics. Look at me. I've spent so much time alone, I can do a bunch of different voices. It's cheap beneath you. You're a man of medicine, are you not? You are some infinitely immortal being, and you're going to throw parlor tricks in my face? I think we're both beyond parlor tricks. What the fuck am I eating?
The Patchwork Man reaches into one of his pockets and produces a badge.
Is this going to be a pork joke?
To be honest, I hadn't thought of that. Well, I assumed you wouldn't mind since you ate my last meal.
Yeah, I realized after doing that that's what that would have been. It would have been a person. Why didn't I think about it as I ate it?
You were looking at Saturn devouring his children, you fucking idiot.
Yeah.
What did you think that meal was?
Hey, Adam.
Yeah?
Fun fact.
Yeah.
Just to reiterate again.
Yes.
Heracles.
Yes.
Intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
Tom.
Mm-hmm.
Dumb.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Heracles wants to vomit, but doesn't.
And is that what all this is? The cop?
One finds that you are what you eat.
Well, I see you're not eating an insufferable git, so I don't know if that holds up to be completely true.
Why? Are you calling me not an insufferable git, or are?
I'm calling you an insufferable git, Mr. Patchwork.
I'm sorry, it was unclear.
Right. It's hard to think when I have a 900-year-old bullet in my arm.
I could fix that for you if you wanted.
You could?
Of course.
What would it take?
Why, it'd only take you to choose.
Which arm are you going to put on that arm? You know what? I'll have these arms for 4 to 3 years. I think I can have them for 4 to 3 more.
He produces a scalpel in his other hand. The scalpel looks like delicate and incredibly sharp. As it moves, Heracles, you see that the air around it is cut by it.
That is an incredible artifact.
A workman is only as good as his tools.
I can agree with that, but that won't be necessary. I'll just carve this shoulder with a bullet hole in it, I suppose. I find that a little bit of mortality keeps you honest, grounded.
You wouldn't want me to cut the bullet out, perhaps, to remove the limb?
See, I like where you're starting with that, but I have a feeling that once you started, you would know how to stop.
How does one stop? How does one stop when one goes for all eternity?
One can always stop.
I was there, Heracles. I was there for the dividing of the continents. So tell me, why should I be afraid of you?
Because, unlike you, I'm mortal. My death...
Heracles stops, smiles to himself.
Actually, you know what? We're the same. You do not fear death because you're self-perpetuating this idea that you are immortal by stealing lives from others. However, I'm truly immortal. I do not fear death greater than you. You do not fear death because you've had to assemble a life, but I do not fear death because I know how it's going to go. I've seen God. I've looked into its terrible, terrible jaws, and from that time onwards, I've been able to see my own demise. So I understand what it's like to not fear death, to not be afraid. And so that's why you should fear me. Because I don't think you've ever come face to face with something that knows it is not going to die here today.
I want you to suppose that an ant came before you and told you that it knew the day of its death, and that it sat down with you and ate upon your food, and that it told you that it was worth fearing. And then you have some idea of how I feel right now.
Well, that's good, because I'd be mighty fucking surprised if an ant sat up and spoke to me.
You're not the first, and you won't be the last.
Well, I don't know about that. I
like you, Heracles. I like the way you talk. I like the way you hunted me. That was particularly clever. And you know what? I delight in those beautiful ears of yours.
You are my ears.
Oh, I think I'll take several parts of you. Some choice cuts, if you will. Choice and then cuts. The rest, of course. I'll leave, I suppose, along with the rest. A dreadful thing. I'm not sure what the police will think. I assume one would assume that you went crazy, perhaps, or something. In any case, they'll find no evidence of me. I must move again. I spent too long here. That was my mistake.
Well, if you're going to take me here now, an ant, I suppose I'd like to die with a modicum of dignity. Have I earned that respect?
Oh, you needn't die now. Let's have a meal first. Have a good conversation.
Can I take you up on that offer?
Of?
I can't concentrate on food and conversation when I'm worrying about a bullet in my arm. You don't... Bear in mind, I do not want you to take the arm. Not now. I'd bleed out, and I don't want to cause any mess, and I want to die on my terms. So remove the bullet. I'll have a meal with you, and then... And then we'll see if this is the way that I'm supposed to go.
All right, Heracles. He indulges you. Using scalpel and a needle and thread, he cuts out your bullet.
So he comes over. He's pretty close to me, Adam.
Yeah.
Like, pretty close.
Yeah.
Like, very close.
Yeah.
How close?
Imagine that scene from Ghost.
Okay. He's come behind me.
Yes.
He's not in front.
Yes. Well, you're sitting at a table.
Yeah. So, no, as he comes around, I turn to face him. I'm like, don't mind me. I don't want to have my back to you if it's all the same.
Of course.
So now he's leaning over me quite mm-hmm. close. He puts, like, I guess I wait for him to be like, Adam, as he's cutting into my flesh,
mm-hmm.
is this like watching a heroin addict or an alcoholic stare at a bottle of liquor?
He seems to have way more self-control.
Is there part of him that's like, that arm's pretty good though?
No, he seems to have way more.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
More self-control than that. It's not like he's addicted to this. He's just doing it to stay alive.
True. Okay.
You think he was maybe just toying with you before?
Right. Yeah. So he's just cutting away. He starts, but he's got to get reasonably close.
Yeah.
Okay. As he puts the scalpel in, I guess, mm-hmm. to start getting the bullet out, I want to flinch in a bit of pain.
You actually feel no pain.
What? No, I flinch in preparation for pain.
Oh, okay.
And no pain comes.
No pain comes.
That is truly remarkable.
The scalpel cuts through your flesh like it wasn't there. It just moves through you.
He gets the bullet out?
He gets the bullet out.
Now he starts the sewing?
Yep.
Okay. Adam, mm-hmm. as he starts the sewing, does he have any... Does it look like his hand and his arm are different parts?
Yeah, he's patchwork all over.
Do you mind? There are no wounds on your hand. No scars.
He like deftly rolls his hand over. Of course.
With one hand, I take his hand to sort of like a palm reader would.
Yeah.
And like pull it close to like inspect. How does it work? Is it magic? Is it the blade itself that does this? Or is it just something intrinsically in you?
There is no magic to it. It's simply good surgery.
Good surgery. My God. And all of the wounds on you look like... I'm still holding his hand.
Mm-hmm.
All of the wounds on you look like this.
Yes.
With my other hand, Adam, I'm reaching into my boot for the flare gun.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to make that a stealth dexterity check. So you have no points in stealth and one dexterity. So that is a chance die.
And I can't put any willpower on it. I've just got to hope to fuck he doesn't notice.
The patchwork man's eyes glance down at your hand reaching for your boot. He does nothing, though.
All right, I clocked it. He's clocked it.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking, fuck it. I'll just keep trying for it.
He doesn't react. You draw the flare gun?
Yeah, just keeping it down by my side, still inspecting his arm. Mm-hmm. I don't know I know that he's seen, though, right?
You can't tell.
Have you ever taught anyone else how to do this, or are you the only one that does it?
There, a long, long time ago, were more such as me, but no longer, he says. There's a sadness to his voice.
That's a real shame. Would have been nice to know that maybe your skills could have been better used as an actual surgeon helping people, animals, all sorts of things, but instead you decided to pursue immortality. I read something once that said that immortality is a feat only pursued by the worst of us, the top echelons of society, people who are used to getting their own way because they cannot think for a minute that they can not be able to bargain with death. Is that what led you to this?
Death and I have a cold relationship, shall we say. He begins stitching you back up.
And yeah, I've let go of his hand at this point, I guess. Sure.
You lose a point of lethal damage.
Great.
You lose another point of lethal damage.
Great.
You lose another point of lethal damage.
Great.
Another. Another. You're fully healed.
Wonderful.
He completely fixes you and then sits back down.
This might be stretching it a little too far.
What's the table like, Adam?
There's several large platters, then cutlery for each of you.
Is it a long table or a round table?
It's a long table.
Right, and I'm assuming we're sitting opposite one another.
You notice that Ben Kennedy has woken up and is just staring between you and the patchwork man in horror.
The patchwork man is sitting opposite me,
mm-hmm.
and I assume they're a bit further down.
Oh, no. So imagine you're at each head of the table, then they're in between.
Right, fair enough. Damn it. It's too long. I was going to shoot the flag under the table.
I don't suppose you'd, and maybe this is pushing it a little too far, but if I am to die, may I see it?
See what?
Oh, come on, don't be coy. May I inspect it, see how it works? You and I both know you're stronger and faster than me, and if I tried to do anything with your scalpel, you'd break my neck.
I'm so sorry. I don't mix business and pleasure.
Oh, come on.
I don't know. Perhaps in a little bit, he says.
What are you waiting for?
Why, we're still having dinner.
Of course, this would be dessert conversation, maybe over a drink in a parlor, so
perhaps
to speak.
Perhaps an aperitif.
Yes, all right then. It's got to get through dinner,
no,
Adam.
Digestif.
Yeah.
Perhaps a digestif.
All right, I've got to get through dinner. That's the plan. Get through this dinner. Convince him to let me look at the scalpel. Shoot him in the face with a flare gun.
Tell me about yourself, Heracles.
What do you want?
You're from the colonies, correct? Though I don't think they call them that anymore.
Well, technically, these are also the colonies. Yeah. I'm from America, yes.
Mm-hmm.
South. Not that far south as you were. But you probably walked through my hometown. What else is there to know? I'm a man who... knowledge, research.
Where were you born?
I was born in a small hospital in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
I was 3 weeks early.
3 weeks early?
Yes. They had to, it was a fine birth, no complications.
The opera stops a second time and the patchwork man gets up and starts it again.
Do you have any other records to play?
Yes. Do you have a preference?
Well, I just figure rather than listen to the same song over and over again.
Well, perhaps a tragedy. I do so love tragedies.
Certainly.
There's something in it about the spirit of the human... I don't even know. It just fascinates me, so. I think music is the greatest human invention.
Hmm. Yeah, well, that's mostly correct. Well,
you were telling me before about some... Grandmaster Flash. I don't know them.
Grandmaster Flash. Well, he is a pioneer of music. See, this genre of music is probably something you've missed out on. It's called hip-hop.
As he's turned away from you changing records, Ben Kennedy shifts a little bit in his chair experimentally and then looks at you once again with that, like, panicked expression.
A wink.
Okay, that's not reassuring at all.
You also know that Lily Rose has woken up.
Is the Patchwork Man's back to me completely?
Yes.
Do I have a clear shot with a flare gun?
Yes.
So Grandmaster Flash, I'm trying to think of an equivalent that you would have had. I guess he's like a poet. Some of those famous poets that would have been around as you were consuming things.
Poetry. Beautiful.
Yes, think of him like a modern-day Shakespeare. It's just such a shame you're never going to get to hear him because he doesn't have records to play on your record player. And also because you're going to be fucking dead. Shoot the flare gun at him.
That's a firearms dexterity check. You have nothing in firearms. You have one dexterity. That is a chance die.
Have I gained any willpower back?
No.
Damn.
You fire the flare gun. It soars past him, strikes the wall behind him.
Does it do anything, though? If it doesn't hit him, does it blind him? Does it startle him? Does it blow the record player up?
It bounces off the wall and rolls away, like burning really hard and hot. The Patchwork Man turns around, seemingly unfazed, and says,
"Well, I had to have another shot, didn't I?"
"Oh, look, our guests are waking up," he says.
"Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. May I inspect your record collection? Pick something that I feel, consider this maybe my last meal, that I would like to die to."
The Patchwork Man seems a little torn. You're going to need to make a persuasion manipulation check because he's starting to wonder if you really do want to have a conversation.
It's funny because there is a big part of Heracles that wants to know. I really want to see how that scalpel works.
Very well, then. But I must let you know that rude guests will not be tolerated.
Fair enough.
I've got the bat and I just carry it with me as the good luck thing.
Okay.
And I come over and is he with standing next to me while we're going through his music?
Yeah. He seems to really be starved for conversation.
Fuck, this is what I've got. This is all I have is if I can just keep talking to him, he might eventually drop his guard enough that I can just get a hit in.
You start going through the records and he like tells you about them as you're going through them. It's something I acquired here in Australis.
Oh, I bat the flare away with the cricket bat.
As you swing the bat and knock the flare away, you feel something along the bat go into your arm and then into the back of your mind, like a chill, like a liquid something moving along, and you hear the word Majesty. Nothing else happens.
Sorry, you were saying.
Yes, I acquired the record player here in Australis, a camper of some sort. I forget. Heard the most bewitching tunes. Something more modern, I think. Not much. When you experience time as I do, everything seems modern, I suppose. But it was something. What was it? A Presley, I think.
Oh, you got Elvis Presley. Well, that is a boy who comes from where I'm from. If you've got any Elvis Presley, then I'll accept that in lieu of a Grandmaster Flash.
He's very modern for my tastes, but I must admit that there is... I feel something in one of my many hips every time he plays.
Yeah, I suppose you do.
He hands you, I don't even know. Fuck.
Just an old Elvis Presley record?
Yeah, an old Elvis Presley, a single.
This would be from 1976. Elvis Presley sang a song called Hurt. Do you have that one?
No, I only have this one, he says.
What's on it?
Jailhouse Rock.
Ah, this is a classic. Do you know that this song was inspired by chain gangs working from where I am nearby, where I'm from? They played this song a lot. It's actually my father loved Elvis Presley. Loved him a lot. Named my brother after the king. My brother's middle name was Elvis.
Ah, I see. It's very interesting. Yes. I only know him through this one song. Is he very famous? You would know that Elvis was like a massive hit until he died in Vietnam.
I hate your alternate reality, Adam. I hate it so much.
Elvis was a pretty big hit.
That would explain why there's not a song from 1976 there.
Elvis was a pretty big hit, but unfortunately he died in Vietnam.
That's very sad. What is Vietnam?
I'm sure you're familiar with war.
Yes, yes. War is a something that's been part of your culture for some time.
We had a lot of them. America did all right in a few, and then we decided to declare one in an area that we probably had no right being in. And, well, we declared a war there, dragged these good folks of Australia into that war and a whole bunch of other people, and we lost that one, and it was bad. It changed the course of history forever. The atrocities and cruelties that were unleashed during that period were something truly, truly remarkable. I can't believe you've no desire in knowing about human history. Do you not have any questions about anything out there?
My dear Heracles, I have many questions, but I don't get out much.
I understand.
You'll have to forgive me.
What do you want to know about anything? We're still staying next to one another at the record player, I assume.
Tell me. You're from the Americas, from America.
Yes.
Yes. So, I was just very curious to know. I never understood it completely. Why did America and Canada not become the same place?
Well, there's a lot of complicated answers to that question involving the French, mainly. But
the French.
There was a war, the French and Indian War.
Mm-hmm.
Canada was given to them, I believe. It's my area of expertise is not in history, mind you. It is
you hear languages. A crashing sound, and you both look around to see that Ben Kennedy has fallen on his side.
Okay, as soon as that happens, I swing the cricket bat as hard as I can into the side of the Patrick man's head, hoping that that chill and that thing inside me that said majesty will help.
That'll be a weaponry strength check.
Yes, it is.
Plus your baseball bonus, so that's 5 dice.
Come on.
Minus his defense. 2 dice.
Fuck me.
You swing upwards. As you're swinging upwards, you hear Lily Rose screaming, and the patchwork man slowly, his head like, you're moving like through molasses.
Yeah, but his head, moving like normal.
Yeah, you're moving through molasses. He moves incredibly quickly. Your bat comes up, and then as soon as it touches his chin, you're in darkness. You're in blackness, you're in darkness, an empty floating void.
What the fuck?
You drift through nothing, and in the nothingness, you can feel an incredibly large presence. You realize you're not in nothingness. You're in something so vast and large and unimaginable that you cannot comprehend how big it is.
Adam, I have a question.
Yeah?
Is it teeth?
Yes. Majesty. And then you're back at the patchwork man's lair.
Oh my god.
You smack him in the chin, dealing 2 points of damage.
What
initiative.
What the fuck was that?
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.